and need look for a mediator in his day of trouble. He said, the Almighty is against me. He hath set me for a mark. You know what he means? I'm a target. Lord, his arrows are just shooting at me. Every time I turn around, he's shooting at me. All my friends shooting at me. Everybody's after me. He said, I need a daysman, which was an umpire. I need a go-between, somebody that can lay his hand on me and lay his hand on God and say, now, the boys, let's get along. There won't be none of this and none of that and no stepping on toes, no jabbing each other. We got to get along here. I wish I had me a mediator. You ever been in that place before where you wish you had a go-between? Because you know if you talk to the person that perpetrated you, you're going to give them five of those. So you better get you a mediator. But you can't do that to God. You need Jesus. So faith in Moses. Now watch close. Faith in Moses as a mediator was broken because Moses was supposed to represent God and man, but he ended up representing himself. And he said, you bunch of rebels, are you hard of hearing? And the Lord told him, look, just go out and just strike the rock one time. Next time he says, just speak to the rock. But no, he didn't act as a mediator. And the confidence that God had in him was broken. And the confidence that the people had in Moses was broken. And we lost our mediator because he acted too much like a man and he acted too much like God. And so God rejected Moses. And that's why he didn't go to the promised land. He was meant to be a mediator, but he got angry with the people. Mediators can't do that. When I talk, brother, I mediated, you know, lots of different things in my life as a preacher. I can't get angry with either one of them. I got to try to work this thing out. I can't act like a man. I can't act like God. I got to act like you and I got to act like you until I finally find a way to get y'all together. That's what mediation is about. And so the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, and it prepared the way for us to change the way we looked at God, and it changes the way God looks at us. Repentance changes the way God looks at you. Verse 25, but after that faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. Once faith comes, if I go from here to New Orleans and I want to go to the dental school there in New Orleans, which I was very familiar with, you take me there once, honey, I know how to get there now. You don't need to give me the directions to get there. I already got there. I can go back, and that's why he says, little children, sin not. But if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father, one that pleads your case, Jesus Christ the righteous. I know how to get there. I know how to get to God now. I know how to get to God. I'm going to get to God through his son. That's how I'm going to get to him. Now, once I find out that, I now can say, God, forgive me because of the blood of Jesus. But if you can't plead the blood of Jesus, you can't get forgiven. You can say, God, forgive me all you want to, but without the blood of Jesus, you can't be forgiven. It takes the mediator. Romans 5 and 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oof, through faith we have peace. Not through the schoolmaster, not through the law. Through faith in his son, we have peace. By whom also we have access by faith into his grace, this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Through the mediator, Jesus Christ, I have faith in him, and that faith brings me to the throne of God. Verse 26 of Galatians, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, but have put on Christ. So we're baptized into Christ and have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one. So he's pleading everybody's case in Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed. Oh, Lord. And heirs according to promise. This is just too good. If you be in Christ, then you are the seed. You see, out of Abraham's loins came. And if you be in Christ, out of Christ's loins, who shall declare his generation? We shall. We are the seed of Abraham. Whew. And I know that we pray to God, and I'm not saying you can't just pray to God, but I want you to realize that you can't pray to God without going through Christ. You cannot. You have to have a go-between. That's why there was a Moses, and that's why there was a Christ, because he is a judge. Do you understand that? He is a judge, and you have violated him. And you don't want to come to God without the blood of Jesus. In the Old Testament, they had to offer sacrifices, right? That would mediate a little time between them and God. 1 Timothy 2 and 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. If you take the man out, you just have God. Okay. And so I want you to understand that he is a mediator on both sides. On one side, he's God. On the other side, he is man. So he's a friend of sinners and publicans. You remember how it said? A friend of sinners and a friend of God, or the Son of God. So when Jesus comes out of Caesarea Philippi, he said, whom do men say that I am? Some say thou art Jeremiah, some say Elijah, some say all these kinds of things. He said, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Son of God. The question was, who's the Son of Man? Whom do you say the Son of Man is? And Peter said, you're the Son of God. You're a mediator. You're the go-between. That's what you are. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father which is heaven. So unto you I give the keys of the kingdom. I'm going to ordain now what you say. You're missing it. He once ordained what angels said and brought it to Moses. Now I'm going to ordain preachers. And I'm going to go by what they say. Okay. Verse 6. Who gave himself a ransom for all and to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. A teacher of Gentiles in faith and verity. The word of God from heaven no longer comes or carried by angels ordained. But Paul said we are embarrassed. Whew. I'm telling you, the responsibility, it makes me shudder. I'm telling you, it scares me at times to be a preacher. Moses said, y'all won't talk to God, you just come with me. And he said, I do exceedingly quake. You don't understand the responsibility I have to you. And you don't understand the responsibility I got to him. I've said before, I'll say it again, I stand the greatest chance of being lost out of all of you. Moses lost out, and he was God's man. He got word from the angels. He was God's man. But he became too much like man and too much like God and took it on himself and began to use this as a weapon. Woe be, I'm telling you, woe be to preachers and pastors that use this thing as a weapon. I'm not God. And in some ways, I can't act like a man. I've got to act like a go-between God and man, and show you the way, so that now the word of God is not delivered by angels. It says, since the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. All the word before came through prophets. They were delivered through prophets and to angels, but now, he said, the kingdom of God is preached. I don't need man to ordain me. We can go up to the UPC, brother, and they'll lay hands on you, and they'll ordain you. I don't need that. I need that. Because if that don't ordain me, then I'm going to be lost like Moses. Not that I'm against it. It's just that that's not what I need. What I need is him to deliver the word to me and me deliver the word to you. Oh, Lord, I got to stop. This is good stuff here. My. If you want the Bible study, I'll give it to you. There's more
There's more here. Let me close by reading. Let's go to, if they'll skip over to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15, I'll close with this and skip some of this. And deliver them who through fear of death were all of their lifetime subject to bondage. I'm telling you, people have unfounded fears. I don't mind fearing something until I know it's going to happen. But I'm here to tell you, death is going to happen. It's going to happen. And if I didn't have God, I'd be afraid to die. And we were held in bondage all our life, knowing we were going to meet a God that was angry. But there's a man named Jesus who came to be the mediator and take away that bondage and that fear. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful. You see, God wasn't so merciful as long as he was a spirit. But when he became flesh and he walked in our shoes, he watched us bury our dead. He watched leprosy take people to the grave. He watched the weeping at Lazarus' tomb. He saw how hard it was to be a man. And then he got really compassionate. He began to weep for us. And he goes back to God and he said, it's not as easy maybe as you think. It's a lot harder than I thought. It's not easy because there's an adversary daily. And when they would do good, evil's always present with them. And he begins to plead my case. God, they're not perfect. They're just mere flesh. I understand. Whew. My. But he is made like unto his brethren that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in all things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, now that he suffered, he is able to succor us or save us, save them that are tempted. My, or them that have sinned. So we have a mediator, Jesus Christ the righteous. And the word of God is now ordained through preaching. Faith comes, faith brings you reconciliation. You have the promise, you have the law, then you have faith, and then you have reconciliation. You've got to get to reconciliation, and you have to go through the promise, you have to go through the law, you have to go through faith, and you have to go, faith gives you access to be reconciled with God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing what? The word of God. But how shall they preach except they be ordained, except they be sent of God? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So here I am this morning, the preacher, God's man and your man. And I'm telling you, it's a scary place to be. I'm just being honest with you. It is a scary. A lot of people want to go, hey, I'm a preacher. I'm a preacher. God called me to preach. I'm like, I don't have anything to brag about. I've got to answer to you, and I got to answer to God. And I got to say, God, I understand. I understand why you did that. You shouldn't have done that, but we got to shake hands, kiss. We got to make heaven our home. That's my job. That's my job. Is to help you to get ready to meet him. So if you don't have anything to pray about, please pray for your preacher. Please pray for me. You want me to pray for you too, brother? Yeah. Pray for both of us and pray for Brother Valentine. Just as important what you teach, brother. I tell people, they say practice what you preach. I preach what I practice. That's the difference. Preach what I practice. I love you this morning. Let's take our quick break and come back for morning worship.